Japan is having a hard time finding enough workers because its population is getting smaller. Some people think that artificial intelligence, AI, can help with this problem. For example, a company called Eaton Holdings has a fancy factory with cameras that use AI to find any dumplings that are not good. By using AI, the company needs fewer people to work on the production line. They have also made a robot called iRobo to help with the worker shortage. The worker shortage in Japan is going to get worse because the population is going down. It is expected that there will be 12% fewer workers in Japan from 2022 to 2040, which means there will be 11 million fewer workers. Japan also has a lot of old people, with 29% of the population being 65 years old or older. The government is worried about how the country will keep going. AI is being used in different industries to help with the worker shortage. In farming, where the average age of a farmer is 68.4 years old, AI is used to find diseases, pests, and weeds early. Nihon no Yaku made a smartphone app called Nikino AI that can tell farmers what is wrong with their crops and what to do about it. The app is not as good as a real expert, but it helps because there are not enough experts anymore. In schools, AI is being used to help with the shortage of English teachers. Ikemonopolis made an online tool that uses AI to let students practice speaking English with a computer character. The tool is being used in 50 schools in Japan and gives students feedback on their speaking. But it is not the same as having a real teacher. The Japanese government is also trying out AI to help with the worker shortage. Yokosuka City uses an AI chatbot called ChatGPT to help with office work. The national government's digital agency is using AI to train its workers and see how AI can be used in the public and private sectors. But it is important to know that AI is not ready to replace people yet and is mostly used to make work faster.